Pat Richard Marks, and in my nearly 40 years in the music business, I have met some pretty cool people. And one thing I've noticed is that they all have stories to tell. So grab your favorite beverage and join me on my new show.
You know when it's a good question, when the nostalgic memories start flooding your head.
I get my information from a whole variety of sources.
So what? Do you like The Week?
It's for people who have the attention span of a gnat, but...
And people sometimes say, why do you think it took you so long? And it's a lot lack of confidence.
I get out of the car. I'm handcuffed.
No way.
What are you doing? He goes, there's a warrant out for your arrest.
I'll take this one. You take that one.
Really?
Little trick I learned at the club.
We were in Vietnam playing for the American troops. I was starving a lot of the time. One of the band members and I actually chased a cat, thinking we could kill it and eat it. We were so hungry.
Oh, my God.
These miracle weight loss drugs.
What's the other one that sounds sexy?
Mounjaro.
Mounjaro. Give me some Mounjaro.
Mounjaro. Hey.
Mounjaro for everyone.
We wound up picking up makeup. God knows what the makeup was we were using.
You were my first follow when I joined TikTok. You were my first follow. I am such a fucking fan.
No way.
The audience were like, when are we going to be at Harry's cubicle with him in the murder book? Those silences represented everything of that character.
Doing a Bill Maher, can we get into that?
New rule, Richard Marks is an asshole. Okay.